Two unlikely Auburn freshmen are starting to land on some mid-season freshman All-American watch lists.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it on this bye week Wednesday. It seems like the next game is so far away, but we've got some fun stuff to talk about. We got two freshmen from the 2024 class that you probably would not expect are starting to show up on some mid-season freshman All-American watch lists, and I think we need to break down each one. But before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double-up deposit bonus. Give them $200. They're going to give you another $200 back to play with. They'll double it up all the way up to $1,000. Get in on that sports book. They got lines for everything that you can ever imagine. Tons of different ways to bet a single game. It's a lot of fun. Check it out. Double up your deposit. Got some. Then you'll have some risk-free bets to play around with. It's mybookie.ag. Last year's class obviously was super deep. It was very, very talented from top to bottom, and it could not show more than now as On3 has started to release, not started to release, they've released their mid-season true freshman All-American list, and there's two Auburn Tigers that make the list. Here we go. Let's take a look at it. And you got you have Caleb Harris as basically your safety, and you got Malik Blockton as one of the defensive linemen. And I think if you went through the class and you had to pick two that would be freshman All-American, these probably would have been way down the list as far as guys that you would have singled out to, end up being on this list. If you've been paying attention, we've been talking about Caleb Harris for weeks now. He's continued to grow. He's continued to get better. He's continued to make plays. He's been, honestly, we can talk about freshmen. He may be one of the more consistent guys on the defense in general. I mean, it's no joke. Caleb Harris was the last ranked player in the class. I mean, I guess if you want to count Towns Magoo, who was a walk-on, I think, we'll just count him. You had 21 guys. He's 20th, okay? So next to last guy, he was one of the latest additions to the class. Don't really ever expect a ton out of him. And that is no knock against him. That's just the way things typically go. If you add guys like him early in the class, then you see something in him that maybe the recruiting rankings don't see. I can think of a guy like Ty Buster in this 2025 class. This staff loves him as a center prospect or a guard prospect. Jacoby Ward, those are guys that are lower ranked guys, but they're guys that the coaching staff singled out and wanted to get in the boat early. Caleb Harris was the opposite of that. And I don't think it's anything against the coaching staff's eval of him. I just think they had some higher guys rated on the board that they felt good about. I mean, one of the other guys on that list, KJ Bolden, Auburn took Georgia down to the wire as far as trying to land that kid. And then once they didn't, they had to pivot. And obviously Caleb Harris was the pivot. And thank goodness, what a consolation prize. You don't get KJ Bolden and you end up with Caleb Harris, who matches him basically on the season so far and is making preseason All-American, freshman All-American watch list as the other safety. I think that's a cool story. That's a very cool story. This is crazy. Caleb Harris is the PFF's best tackler on our team, the whole team. Okay. Now, granted, he's going to get more opportunities for one-on-one tackles being a safety. So he's probably going to get more opportunities to, have those easy to grade tackles. Like you got the defensive linemen who are just in the, you know, in the muck, in the mire, like just scrapping it up in those scrums, trying to make tackles. And it may be hard to give them an accurate grade. Whereas DBs are out there on an island a lot of times coming up in the hole, and they're the last defender before the running back or the receiver or whoever makes a break. So they get all eyes on them. So that's a double-edged sword. They can be, to me, it can be a double-edged sword for DBs because they're on an island and it's easy to review how they tackle, if they missed a tackle, if they got the full credit for the tackle. It's very easy to single those guys out. So you can have poor grades. A lot of DBs can have poorer tackling grades and just because of that. So Caleb Harris on an island as a safety is the best tackler on the team as a true freshman, and essentially the last rated player in the previous class. I think that's pretty crazy. He's the second best DB on the team in coverage. Well, you could say player. He's the second best player in coverage on the team, but technically he's first now because that was Champ Anthony that was ahead of him. So Champ Anthony's obviously out for the year. So Caleb Harris is technically your best player in coverage right now. And same situation when you talk about first overall, even over, you know, like a Keldrick Falk, he's your first overall defender. I think Champ Anthony was ahead of him. So he's not only having a season, great season for a freshman, he's having a great season for the whole daggum team. Like the whole, like any class, he's having a great season. So what a steal. What a great, great addition that he was to this class. And it just goes to show you can go all the way down to the last player in the class and they're making impacts. I think that's just, I mean, that's huge for not only this year, but the future. It's stuff you can sell to future recruiting classes. It's stuff that you can get excited on as far as the future of the all of this program. Just great, great stuff, and awesome for him to get that recognition. The second player on the list, again, if you listen to the show, if you're a subscriber to thebarnauburn.com, this should be no shock to you. Malik Blockton, who was the, depending on which site you looked at, the 14th or 15th best rated recruit out of 21. So he was obviously an interior defensive lineman. We talked about it in fall camp that he was getting more and more looks at that when we would go to more of a pass rushing defensive line, like when it was more like looking like it was going to be a third down and it was a pass rushing situation. He may be the guy that would be the number one interior lineman in that situation. But as time has gone on, he's grown to where he's becoming an every down interior lineman. So much so that he's got the third most snaps of any interior defensive lineman on the team. And you're talking about essentially all seniors: Isaiah Rikes, Jason Jones, Philip Bleedy. I think even Bobby Jamison Travis is older. He's played, he was JUCO and he's played a couple of years at Auburn. So you have a lot of guys with a ton of experience, and Malik Blockton is getting the third most snaps overall now. And that's also coming. And I need to go break it down over the last several games, because at the first of the year, he wasn't getting as many snaps as a lot of these guys. So his snap share has started to grow and grow and grow. And I think that is, that's big for the future. That's another guy. When you go into next year, and you're looking at, you know, starting off the year as far as how you build this roster, starting off the year with Keldrick Falk and Malik Blockton, that's two studs now that you can build around. And you're going to have some stud freshmen that are playing sparingly, like Amaris Williams, that you can add to that mix at the D-line. You may have to go get one guy out of the portal that you can throw in there to mix up. But overall, you have a pretty solid young, very talented, clearly, defensive line that you can mold into something, I think, pretty special. So it's crazy, man, how deep this last class was. I mean, you even have Kinsley Faustin, who was ranked even lower than Malik Blockton, who played a significant amount of snaps against Georgia and got kind of called out for having a really good play. I mean, he got put up on one of their I can't remember his name. He's the one that just got arrested. He's like 6'5", 200 pounds. They lined him up one-on-one, and Kinsley is, you know, he's not short, but he's, you know, he's still got time. He's got to put some more weight on. Terrible mismatch, and he beats him. He beats him. It was a jump ball. They identified it immediately that was the mismatch. They went to it, and Kinsley broke the pass up, played it great, went straight for ripping the, you know, breaking the hands when he was obviously, whenever the receiver goes up, he had his eyes on his hands. He ripped through the arms and knocked the ball out, just like a textbook how you're supposed to defend it. So it's a lot of stuff in that young class to be very, very excited about. And there's another thing about recruiting I'm going to get to in a minute. Before we get to that, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, I can talk about this till I'm blue in the face, but and you know it. You know better. You know that you have something in place. I'm sure you got a 401k. I'm sure you got this. I'm sure you got that. I'm sure you've been saving and you think you got it figured out, but you're almost being irresponsible, not to yourself and to your family, not to double check, not to just, you know, let's make sure one more time what we're doing is the best that we could be doing. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Give Ford Stokes a shout. Let him go through everything with you and just make sure that you got enough to close that gap. You're not paying senseless fees. You've done everything you can to shield yourself from the IRS. He's the guy to do it. And again, this is a $1,500 plus value that you can get absolutely free. So check him out. Retirement Results presented by ActiveWealth. Ford Stokes. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him I sent you and make a friend at the same time. Ford Stokes with Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. Recruiting. Okay. We just talked a little bit about this last class. I want to throw up something for you to read. This is actually a poster from the barn. I thought this was incredible and double checked it. It's a correct stat. It's something I think needs to be talked about, needs to be addressed. So since 2020, okay, that would be as far as you can go back to, I guess, still possibly have players that could be on the roster. When you talk about COVID years, red shirts, all that good stuff, if you go all the way back to 2020, you still could have players on the roster from then. And you talk about top 100 players on all the recruiting services, top 100 players added to the roster since 2020. In 2020, you had two, and only one is still on the roster, and that's Zeke Walker, who actually is finally healthy, and he's actually been able to have a pretty decent year this year. He's playing a fair amount. He's been effective. He's not going to be just like this All-American, you know, this All-American star, but he's been a solid player, and that just goes to show you, even at, you know, Rivals 100 players, they're important because even if they're not typically going to be your superstar, they can still be really solid contributors. So in 2020, you added two. You only have one still on the roster. In 2021, you had two. Lee Hunter was one. I can't remember the other. Neither one are still on the roster. So essentially zero. 2022, zero. 2023, this is when Hugh was hired. Okay, so 2020, 2021, 2022, you have one player in the top 100 from those three classes that is on this roster right now. In 2023, 1 month into Hugh Freeze being hired, he lands Keldrick Falk, and we've seen the impact that's made on this defensive line that he basically has made since he stepped on campus. He's an absolute stud. In this 2024 class, you landed five top 100 guys, and several of them are already getting significant playing time and making, you know, significant impact already. In the 2025 class, you have seven already, okay? And you have the opportunity. I know he says offer Babalola Cunningham would make 10. I think your best shot there is with Offord and Babalola, probably not Cunningham. But, I mean, even if you get seven or eight top 100 players, that's typically on average – what your big-time rivals are getting. They're getting somewhere between 8 and 10 in every single class. So you're on par now getting those top 100 players added to the roster as all the big boys, all the big guys. You know, when they're stacking classes, they're going to have 8 to 10 of these guys out of the top 100 every single year. And you could see, this is another thing. If you look at that, the way that chart breaks down, okay, look at that. Let's look at this again. You look at the way that that chart breaks down, 2020, 2021, 2022, that's your juniors and seniors. You don't have any. You don't have any top 100 guys. You don't have any guys that have, you know, stayed with you. You didn't even bring any in, but you don't have any of those elite players really that are juniors and seniors that you've brought in. Now, there's some elite guys that you've brought in from the portal and that have been very solid contributors. But as far as your top talent that's older, that's seasoned, that's veterans, you don't have any of that. All of it is stuff. All of it is really young guys that are making an impact now, and they're being very, very effective. Like, that defense is playing good football. The defense is playing really good football enough to win games. You have some offensive guys that are making an impact, but you're just not quite, you know, I can think of a couple of times. You can think about the balls going off Cam Coleman's hands, and then you can look at some of the highlight reel plays he's made. That's typical of a superstar freshman. You're going to make a few freshman mistakes, and then you're going to make some wow plays. And he's done that. He's done both of that. Malcolm Simmons is the same way. He's going to make a few bonehead plays, and then he's going to make a wow play because he's an elite freshman. Perry Thompson, he's going to make some head-scratcher plays, and then he's already scored close to an 80-yard touchdown in his very first game. Like, he's going to continue to get better. Like, this freshman class is special. And you can look at guys like we talked about, Caleb Harris and Malik Blockton. They're just the tip of the iceberg. Like, they just so happen to be part of a position group that needed the most immediate help. We talked about defensive line in the offseason. If we didn't add defensive linemen, we were going to have an issue. Defensive back class, I think we were more worried about defensive backs going into the season than maybe anybody. And now, and look, two freshmen step in and they're making a difference, and they're being difference makers. And it's high level, I think, high level football on the defensive side. And it's a bunch of young guys. So I could go on and name, we could go down the list of the class, but I think it's just interesting to see where Auburn's come from 2020 up until now, as far as top rated players. And then look at this class as a whole that just came in, and just think, okay, what if you could hold that class together, that 2024 class? What if you can retain most of those guys, and then they get to go be sophomores on next year's class? And then you hold them and they're able to be juniors on the next year's class. And then the ones that don't go to the NFL, they're able to be seniors. And then on the flip side, you're stacking those up one by one by one. You're going to get in a situation to where when it's fourth and one, there's fourth and one. You don't have to go up with an answer. You just know you're going to be good enough to blow their butts off the ball, and get that first down. You're not quite there yet. You're close. Okay. But you're just not quite there yet. That's why the most important thing and what we got to do, what we have to do, the most important thing is to hold this roster together and to hold this class together. So when you think about popping off and you think about talking about firing Hugh Freeze, you're thinking from a casual football perspective. You're thinking from I'm emotional. I only look at wins and losses, and I can't see past my nose as far as it comes to football. Okay. Look at the way this thing's being built. Look at the way these classes are stacking up, and then ask yourself, is it possible? Is it really possible if you continue to do this over 3 to 4 years at a rate that Auburn has never done, has never recruited at this level? The current class right now is the highest rated class that Auburn's ever had. Is there anything more important right now than just trying to hold those classes together, that 2025 class, and then that 2024 class, retaining all those guys as much as you can, and then continuing to push those guys forward? Is there anything more important than that right now? I don't think there is. If you want to fire Hugh Freeze right now, I think you're crazy. And I think you're part of the problem, to be quite frank. So the proof is in the pudding as far as the way this thing's being built. You got young guys that are making plays. You got more young guys that are highly rated that are going to come in next year, you know, barring disaster and hoping you can hold the class together. And I think if you can just reel off a couple of victories, I think we'll be fine. And I don't see anything that says we can't do that. I feel like you're still playing a high level of offensive football from a yardage perspective, stats perspective. I was looking at a stat that said – I was looking at yards per game from Peyton Thorne. If you had to guess, when's the last year that there's a quarterback that has averaged more yards per game through the air than Peyton Thorne, who would you say? Jarrett Stidham? Cam Newton? Nope, neither one. You got to go all the way back to 1997 to find a quarterback that threw for more yards through four games than Peyton Thorne. Now, that's actually through five games, and that is a half a game. So he's got a half a game in there. So you still have to go all the way back to 1997 to look at five games from a yards per game perspective. You got to go all the way back to 1997 to find a quarterback that's thrown for more yards per game than what Peyton Thorne has done through the first five games. And really it's four and a half games. So again, I think we need to be, we got to be patient. It's not fun. I understand it, but we got to be patient because the future, I just laid it out there. The future is bright if they can hold these guys together. So anyways, that's all I got for today. Look, if you haven't been a part of the barnauburn.com yet, you're crazy. You got to check it out. We got a great lineup of guys that share a lot of information from recruiting, team stuff, basketball stuff. Guys, I feel like we do really, really well in basketball. A lot of good stuff to conversations, a lot of great things to talk about. You need to check us out. So $1 for your first month. It's the best investment you can possibly have. If you love it, great. If you don't love it, you're only out a buck. And it's $9.95 a month after that. If you like this video, like it. If you like, please like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. And then we'll be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.